You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Welcome to Food Starter, a new show here on Heritage Radio Network. I'm Matthew Stillman. Now, almost everyone loves oysters. Their lore is deep, from aphrodisiacs to New York's old name, the Big Oyster. But as much as we enjoy them, it's rare to enjoy them where they come from. And that's where Jean-Paul Velotti comes in. He's got a really cool project going on Kickstarter. He owns the country's oldest oyster boat, the Laurel, which is our neck of the woods over here in the eastern seaboard. Connecticut, Long Island, Manhattan, Brooklyn, this whole area. It's the oldest oyster boat in the U.S., and it's made of wood. It's still seaworthy. And Jean-Paul wants to rehab the deck and make sort of a traveling oyster restaurant to show the history of the boat, oystering, and reconnect the oystering tradition to our area. And really cool that there's still an oyster boat that's functioning, that's more than 120 years old. So, Jean-Paul, welcome to Food Starter. Thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having me. And thanks for letting me talk about the Laurel and my project.
Yeah, I'm really excited. So tell us a little bit about the Laurel. Like, obviously, you're not 150 years old, so you haven't owned the Laurel the entire time that it's been alive. So tell us a bit about the Laurel and how you got connected to it.
Yeah, sometimes you see people in classic cars and you say, "Oh, that's an original owner." But you know, when you have a boat that's 122 years old, you know, you wonder, "Gee, who had that boat built?" And that's really how I came to this. I'm a magazine photographer, a newspaper photographer background. I've been doing it almost 20 years. I had an assignment for Whole Foods market to take some pictures of an oyster captain for a local campaign. And while I was at the oyster yard, there was this derelict boat, which I used actually to get a better vantage point of my subject. And when I had gone back, they were telling me about, I was like, what's happening with that boat? Why is it neglected? And they're like, oh, well, we just don't really need it anymore. And this gets back to the point of original ownership. I just left there with this sense of what a beautiful boat, and I wonder who owned it. And I did a little research, and I found out the man who owned it was the founder of what we call the modern oyster industry. I thought, well, that's something. And
that's
his name was Alden Solomons. And so what I thought was, well, you know, instead of letting this boat get crushed, well, maybe we could do something where it preserves the heritage of the boat, it preserves the heritage of oyster farming, and it gives a way for the public to enjoy the oysters. And so by doing that, I came together and said, well, you know, Food Starter, or Kickstarter, and your great topic, Food Starter, well, I need to, you know, get a little boost, and then it will be a self-supporting project. And if our Kickstarter comes through, what we can do is replace the deck. And by replacing the deck, it gives the boat a whole new life, and then we can bring her from port to port, and people can enjoy the oysters on the deck.
Now, you're not just a photographer who takes shots for Whole Foods sometimes. Like, you actually have a background in boating. You've been a captain for a long, long time, so it's not like you're some dude who's like, hey, oyster boats.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Oyster boats are cool. I'm going to buy an oyster boat and suddenly, like, do this.
Right. I've been a captain for about 25 years, and I grew up in Norwalk, Connecticut, right where these boats were ported. And at one point of time, Norwalk, Connecticut was the capital of the oyster industry. It first started, really, with the Dutch in Tottenville, Staten Island, Perth Amboy in the Kildan Cull area, and then up into Manhattan, of course, and then even, you know, Newtown Creek and the Gowanus. There was oysters in there. Then as the waters were fished out and as the waters were polluted, it just kept going east. And what we in New York call the East River actually ended in Norwalk, Connecticut in the old charts. So Norwalk became a very important part, and there was 300 of these oyster steamers at one point in time, late 1800s, early 1900s in Norwalk. And now there are maybe 10, but there's probably only about four or five that were built in the Northeast. The rest of them were built down in the Chesapeake, and they were old sailboats which were converted. So I think there's, I can think of three boats that were built in New York that are original, and they, Laurel is one, and there's two other, and also in Norwalk.
So this is what's really incredible, guys, about this Kickstarter, is you actually get a chance to have a real connection to oyster history, eat the freshest. I mean, yeah, sure, you can get fresh oysters, but you can get crazy fresh oysters, like from the boat that's getting them, and clams, obviously other shellfish there, but all from the boat with this incredible history, get a sense of oyster history in this region by donating to this Kickstarter. So tell us a bit about some of the rewards that you can get for supporting this Kickstarter to get this new deck, which still functions, but sort of needs to go so you can not have the wood rot from underneath your feet.
Right. And I'll just preface it. The reason that we want to have the deck is because the old deck, which is 100 and, well, it was replaced in 1906, so we can do the math there. It's made out of mahogany. It's 1.5 inches thick, but it does leak. The seams leak. And the Laurel was 72 feet. As we replace a deck that's that large, I thought, boy, you really would have a lot of very nice 1.5 inches thick mahogany left over in small strips, 16-inch strips. So as I thought about the rewards, I said, well, gee, what could we make with that? And I came up, well, we could do some picture frames, and we can use some of the wood for handles of oyster shuckers. So those are a couple of the rewards. The new deck won't be mahogany because that's pretty much an environmentally insensitive wood to use now. So we're going to use a forest-certified Douglas fir, which is going to come from the West Coast, from a small mill there. But the other rewards are the fact that you can enjoy the oysters. And so we have two different rewards, one for a half a dozen and a drink, and another one for two dozen and two drinks. And these oysters are going to be oysters that Laurel harvests. And we can go out, because Laurel is an active fishing boat. She's registered with the U.S. Coast Guard as a fishery vessel, oldest one in America. As far as the Coast Guard knows, she's not only the oldest oyster boat still floating and still working, but she's also the oldest active fishing vessel in America. And she's going to go and work the grounds, which she's worked for 100-and-something years, and bring them, and you're going to have those oysters. So we've heard about, you know, farm to table, but this is almost like, you know, farm to farm, because you never even got off to the table, and you're eating them on the boat that caught them, and I think that's pretty unique.
It's really unique, and you're going to have a chance. You're going to be docking all over sort of the coastal spots in Manhattan and Brooklyn up to Connecticut. So we're going to have if you donate to this Kickstarter, you're going to have an incredible chance to be on the water, be on this boat, and be part of this area's fishing, oystering history, which is really cool. You mentioned before about, now I wanted to ask you about these. About these shuckers, because I didn't know this. I thought this was really cool. There is a traditional oyster shucking blade called the New Haven blade you're going to make handles out of. I'd never even heard of that there were different types of blades for opening up oyster knives. You sort of think like, oh, oyster knives. But tell us a little bit about this particular, like, this is a really unique regional specialty blade with handles made from 125-year-old mahogany. So,
yeah, interesting is that as oysters were so important at one point of time for a culinary reason in America, there were shucking houses from Virginia all the way north, you know, up into Connecticut. And each area developed different types of blades. So some are in Virginia are very long and skinny, and then there's a Rhode Island style, and then there's this New England, New Haven style, which is kind of what your traditional oyster knife looks like, but at the end, at the tip, it has a little bend. And that gives you the leverage. You can get into the hinge and then just pop that hinge right open, and then you can just give a nice scoop underneath. And I really think they're the best, and it's not because I'm biased and the boat's up in New Haven or Fairhaven, to be more precise, which is one of the old areas of oystering in Connecticut. It's as old as some of the places in New York. So there's a really nice history. And the company that's going to make them is a small company. I have to prepare the blanks and then send them up to a company in Massachusetts, but they're the ones that actually are going to insert them and make sure that the handles are tight into the blades.
I mean, guys, I spent $50 on an oyster opening shucking knife, which is just sort of like, looks like a blank and just with a handle on it. For $90, you can get this regional specialty with this historical wood handle. You guys got to get in on this. And again, go to Kickstarter, look up The Laurel, and you'll find Jean-Paul Filati's amazing project of rehabbing The Laurel. So, Jean-Paul, if there's anything else about this project you think people should know? I mean, again, I think the chance to be out on a boat, to see the history of this, and to eat on the deck in one of varying locations as you make a tour is reason enough. But anything else about this project you wish people knew?
Well, one of the things that I'd really like to get across is that we use oysters for a different reason today. At one point of time, they were the street food. New York was the big oyster, of course, and they've been replaced by pizzas and bagels and the knish and you name it, but all our snack foods. Yet oysters have such an important part of our environmental. And one of the things that we can talk about on The Laurel is, and I brought her to talk with groups of school children, they had no idea just about the oyster, what oysters can do, the ability to filter, the importance historically. And one of the things we do is, after each oysters, we'll just throw them on the deck, and I'll throw those oysters out at the proper season, and that becomes something that's called culch, and that's what young oysters set onto. So it just keeps the process going. Those shells need to be back in the water. They shouldn't go into garbage cans.
Oh, that's good to know. Reminds me of one last question. So what are the types of oysters that are growing around here that you guys are going to be pulling out of the water? So
people,
when people know when they're going to be on the deck of the Laurel, what are they going to be eating?
Well, they'll be eating traditionally grown oysters from Connecticut, which are what we call our Connecticut Blue Points. Blue Points are an area in Long Island where Laurel actually brought seed from Connecticut. That's how the whole Long Island industry started. They brought seed from Connecticut and developed, they let that grow out there. But traditionally harvest, which means these oysters are a managed stock, the shells are crushed in, and then naturally they just attach, and they take about 3 years to grow out. That's one style. There's another one, which is a farm-raised, which is going to come from either in the Thimble Islands or over a little bit further towards Stonington, and that's an aquaculture-style oyster where young seed is raised in cages, very similar to a lobster trap, and that gives three different flavor profiles. And then another one, locally, are going to be oysters coming out of the Peconic Bay. A little bit more brine, but again, total different body of water, even though geographically somewhat close. Then we have some oysters from the Delaware Bay, which are very nice, also managed stock. And then I have some friends out in the West Coast who are going to send some West Coast oysters. So you have a real nice selection.
This sounds amazing. Guys, get onto Kickstarter, find The Laurel, donate to The Laurel's project to get the new deck and get a chance to eat these oysters, get your own knives, get your bookmarks made from the mahogany that's the old wood, and support this oyster history and get a chance to be part of all of this. It's really exciting. Jean-Paul, thanks so much for being here on Food Starter here at Heritage Radio Networks. I'm Matthew Stillman. Thanks again.
Okay, thank you for having me, and I hope to see everybody on the deck.
Yeah, I'll see you soon. Thanks again, guys.
Bye-bye.
Keep listening at Heritage Radio Network. Matthew Stillman signing out. Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.